Star Wars High Stakes by Joe Harrison, based in a galaxy created by George Lucas. Episode 5, Fortune Favors the Foolish. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of fluctuating war when the new Sith Empire rose up against the Jedi Order and the Galactic Republic. And the Sith are not to be underestimated. They are moving like a plague through the galaxy, devouring planets, sectors, and seemingly every force the Republic sends against them. Recognizing the need to be more crafty, Star pilots have been recruited by the Jedi Order to discreetly find one of the Empire's major strike bases that has, as of recently, been a great thorn in the side of the Republic. Recruited pilots Terrell T'Kira and Kai Faithara, along with their Wookiee companion Rukubak, have been trying desperately to find the strike base's location, but so far it has been an endless string of contacts. And the Sith, now wiser to the plans of the Jedi Order, have been deploying agents of their own to destroy these three companions. However, they aren't the only ones. Terrell and Kai also have other prices on their heads, and bounty hunters on their trail. Terrell, Kai, and Rukubak were captured by one such bounty hunter, Thrax, over the planet Nar Shaddaa, and were en route back to the planet when the bounty hunter ship was overrun by pirates. Now, the three companions are being held aboard the pirate starship, unsure of their whereabouts and what their new captors plan to do with them.
Wake him up? Okay, but be gentle.
What in the nine hells of Corellia? You don't hit someone when you want to wake them up, you big dumb bantha. Of course you would know the meaning of being gentle, now would you? It's probably not even a part of the Wookiee language.
Guys. Hey.
I don't have to deal with this because you're the one.
I think we have more important things to focus on.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
Welcome aboard the Fortune's Favor.
Some welcome.
Well, it would have gone a lot smoother had you cooperated.
Well, you have us. What do you intend to do with us?
Isn't that obvious, gentlemen? As we speak, we are approaching Nar Shaddaa.
Oh, pirates playing bounty hunters, huh? What, did you decide your career wasn't low enough?
Well, it's not normally the kind of job we do. But as luck would have it, you two are the answer to a problem of mine.
That problem being...
We should be arriving soon, so I'd prepare whatever groveling you would like to unsuccessfully try and convince Jorga Basadi
with
in the little time you have left.
Jorga... Oh.
Wait!
We're working for the Jedi Council.
Carol! What makes you think that will get us in more hot water?
We've been recruited to find the Sith Empire's secret base, and we are very close to doing so. We've been promised money. A lot of money. And, obviously, because this mission is so important to us, we would be more than willing to cut you in.
Well, gentlemen, I wish you had said something sooner. Because I could have let Jorgen know ahead of time that you two are now worth twice as much.
Yeah, I could have told you.
Shut up. Just shut up. All right. We need a plan.
Well, we can't do much inside a cell. We're going to have to wait until they open it. Then we can steal a ship, travel down to a planet, and start randomly asking around for the location of the Sith base. Probably we'll run into some sort of unsavory characters that will capture us, but we can make some sort of an heroic escape and end up exactly back where we started!
I've got it! Here's what we're going to do.
Greetings! I am Emko, your guide to the wonderful world beyond this docking bay. Welcome to Jabba City, where your future begins.
Oh, thanks.
Beyond this docking bay, you will find a wonderful assortment of clothing stores, entertainment shops, food markets, and blaster and explosive depots. All things necessary for the perfect vacation in Jabba City. Now, may I direct you to one of these locations, my dear lady?
No, thank you. I'm here on other business.
Ah, well, perhaps I can direct you to a speeder shop. Are you in need of transportation?
No, really. Thank you. But I really don't need anything.
What about a nice tour of the city?
Nothing! Hello? Emko? Hello!
Thank you, and good day!
Jeez. It's been a long time.
Not long enough, Captain Orman.
I smell blood carver. Hello, Volga.
Did you really think that it has been long enough?
No, I did not. That's precisely the reason why I am here. I need to see Jorga.
Oh, you will see him, all right. There is no doubt about that.
Cool it, Thunderbucker. I've got some business with him.
Yes, you have.
Kit, Grassic, bring the prisoners. What is it that you're dragging there with you? A relative of yours, perhaps?
This is my last hunt. It was once a human female. Just like you, Omen. Crawl to me on all fours and pleading for her life.
Well, you did as perfect a job on her as you always do on your art. Grassic, Kit!
We're moving. Come on, Kit. Let's go get him. All right, kiddies, it's time to move.
Yeah, time to make yourselves useful to us.
You take care of that one,
five,
I'll handle these two.
Four, three,
do it!
All right!
One. Go!
Oh.
Look what the blood carver dragged in.
Captain Darren Omen.
Huh. If it isn't the Jandunian salamander twins, Bobo and Bopsy. Or is it Bopsy and Bobo? I never can keep you two straight.
Huh?
A reference to an old child's tale about two Jandunian salamanders.
I got it.
Oh, very well.
Well, good catch, Volker. Good catch.
Indeed it is, Handor. Now, if
Volker you will... didn't catch us. We came here to see Jorga, of our own accord.
So she claims.
So, you want to see the boss, hmm? Here to settle your debt?
Unlikely. The debt was over 500,000 credits. So unless she raided and plundered a space liner full of wealthy people...
500,000. Is that what it was, Locu?
Yes.
That's a lot of creds, Captain. And Lo has a good point.
Perhaps the little mistress was planning on appeasing His Highness in some... other way.
Oh, just let me in to see him. I've got something he wants.
Well,
even more than he wants me.
Is that so?
All right, Omen. You've got my curiosity. We'll let you in. Your weapons, if you please.
We would not want things to get messy.
Oh, and Handa.
Yes?
No, the other Handa. Call me Little Mistress again. And Handa there will be a single child again.
Please state your intentions in approaching the throne and his lord master, ma'am and sirs.
I have brought...
If you try and take credit for bringing us in one more time, I will rip your throat out. I have urgent business with Jorga. It's on a matter of debt that needs to be paid off.
I see. And your designation, please, ma'am?
Captain Omen.
Please wait here, ma'am.
Stop calling me ma'am.
You think this is gonna work, boss?
Of course it's going to work. It better. I hope it works.
His Lord Master asks Captain Omen why she dares show her face here when she knows she will be caught and tortured.
Oh, now, Jorga, you know me, and you know that I would never be stupid enough to come back and see you without a criffin' good reason.
Water want me to conquer is patronticowanka.
His Eminence asks what could ever be a good enough reason to come face to face with your doom.
I have something. Well, two things. I have two things here of great value to you. And they are worth twice as much to you as I am. But, rather than give them to you and take your money, I will instead hand them over to you, and in exchange, you will clear my head.
His Majestic Master asks what it is that you have that could be worth so much to him.
Kit, Grazik, bring them forward for His Majestic Master.
Yandiril and Kai. Rotamorgo.
Are they dead?
No, just stunned. They will be out for a while.
Ha 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 ha.
So, do we have a deal?
His worshipfulness says he has a better deal. He keeps the two captains, and he keeps you.
Come now, Jorga. These two are wanted by the Sith Empire, and I brought them to you.
The magnanimous Jorga thanks you for your generous donation. Your generosity will surely be recorded on your epitaph.
I have a debt, Jorga. A debt implies that I owe you something and have to pay you back, which I am doing now.
His wondrousness states that you clearly do not know Hutt ethics. For the crime you have committed, there is only one way to repay the debt.
Death!
I suppose it wouldn't help any if I added that I was sorry.
Ace
in the sleep!
Go, go! Here's a present for you, you big slug.
That doesn't work!
Yeah, thanks. I see that. Ha! That's more like it.
Kit, watch out for that pig man on your left.
What's that fiber axe, Kit? Use your blaster, you idiot. Here, catch my knife. Whoops.
You did that on purpose.
I swear I didn't.
There are more guards coming in.
We gotta get out of here.
Grab the two prisoners. I'll cover you.
What?
If I'm not getting what I want, then that bag of mucus is certainly not getting what he wants. Now grab them and let's go.
His wonderful grace.
Shut up. All right, we got him. Let's move.
We
kind of have our hands full here.
Oh, yeah. Quick, move out of the way. All right, let's go.
And what do we have here?
Methinks they are trying to escape.
I think they might be. And we can't have that now, can we?
We don't have time for this. Come on!
My leg! You blew off my leg!
This way.
Korak! Korak! Listen to my Korak!
They've blasted the control panel on the other side. I can't get it open. Yuri, give me a charge. Toro, alert B-Swap. I want this palace in lockdown. Now!
Pirate scum, look out!
Ah!
Classic.
I'm okay. That's gonna leave a mark.
We're gonna have marks on both ends in a minute. They probably almost broken through the door back there by now. And that would be them breaking through.
Oh, here, Kit, take my pistol.
Got it!
Boss, aim for that cooling pipe off to the side.
Where? Oh, I see it. Open fire. All right, let's get the frat out of here.
Oh,
Talking Bay. Look, you're goody goober, Jack Pack. No, I don't know exactly which Talking Bay they're in, but...
Your Majesty! Your Majesty, I believe I may be of some assistance. Yeah, come, Wookiee Yabba. Gugah, sire, you know my reputation. My methods are a little unorthodox in comparison to those of my brethren. I will retrieve the fugitives for you, but allow me to get them in my own way and in my own time, and I promise you, you will have them, and then you will be able to do anything you desire with them. But there is only one price I ask. Let me handle Captain Omen. The others are yours once I've got them. But she is mine. Do we have a deal? Jaguar, Gigi Wabargan.
Never-ending supply of guards.
We're almost there. I can see the building.
Uh-oh. We've got trouble. Look.
Blast it! More guards in front of the docking bay entrance.
We'll have to find a way around them. We can't afford to face any more of these guys head-on.
I think we lost the ones behind us.
Hurry, keep moving. More guards at the eastern entrance.
And you can bet they got the other two entrances guarded just the same.
Come with me. We've got to double back.
What? Are you nuts?
Just move it. I think I know a way in. Ha! There it is. That's our way in.
That maintenance entrance?
And how do you suppose we get in there without being seen? We don't exactly look like, you know, maintenance guys.
That is why we're going to steal the clothes off those maintenance workers over there.
This is ridiculous!
When the time's right, the time will be right, and I'll meet her. Not a moment before.
And I'm telling you, if you don't make a move on some dame somewhere sometime soon, I'm gonna be forced to pick one for you.
And he will, too. You can't just wait around forever.
Yeah, this is the real world. You gotta make the pickings. This right dame of yours ain't just gonna jump out of the shadows. Jeez.
Oh, boys. Are you looking for a good time?
Oh boy, look at that!
Give me
He's
some
a
of that.
Catch!
Just follow me this way.
Ooh, look at this! He is smoking!
Ooh, baby!
See, guys? I told you! You never believe me!
These maintenance suits look perfect.
Oh, too bad they don't fit perfectly.
All right. Now grab those two tarps over there and wrap these two guys in them.
Really?
Oh, no. We're just going to go waltzing up to the maintenance entrance with unconscious bodies slung over our shoulders, as maintenance workers are wont to do. Now wrap them up.
Sheesh! All right, boss!
All right, it's clear. Let's move. Would you please stop picking at your backside?
Oh, this suit is squeezing the frail out of my can.
Shh! We're almost there.
So far, so good.
Just keep going like you know what you're doing.
Here we go.
Hey, what are you three doing there?
Shove it!
Huh? What? I didn't catch that.
We're here to, check the specs on the, end line for the rotary girder.
Oh, jeez, for the I'm telling you, whoever replaced that fragging thing needs to be shot right between the eyes. That thing's been nothing but a piece of cock ever since we got it. Let's say, you know, I can't place the three of you. Where are you from?
Strictly K27 sector. But we got called in because no one else wanted to fix the fragging thing. You know how all those hot-headed newbies can be, don't you?
Oh, you're telling me. You know, these wet-behind-the-ears slime balls come marching out of these fancy scrag schools like they're some high-up imperial official or something like that. Oh, it drives me berserk. Well, I won't hold you up any longer. You three have fun.
Thanks. Come on, guys. Let's get to work.
Hey, what's in the tarps, by the way?
Restaurant trash. Yeah. Goodbye. See ya.
Restaurant trash. I don't know.
Restaurant trash? Come on, let's just get out of here.
Quietly. They're right outside.
Did you hear that?
Oh, it was nothing.
There it is again.
Is that your heart?
Shut up!
Shh! Come on, let's just go.
Welcome to Chapter 7.
Are going to get us caught. What is it with you guys and shooting droids today?
Consider
yourselves lucky. They must not have heard it. Otherwise, they'd be pouring in here by now. Now let's move. Idiots.
That was the only droid I shot all day.
I know. Just leave it.
I feel like I'm back in school again. Getting thrown in with the majority and getting the blame for something I didn't even do.
Will you shut up? And you ain't never even been to school. Oh, frag. Boss, you're not gonna like this.
What?
We got a boot.
Volga, that son of a... All right. See what you can do with it, Kate.
That'll take some time.
We don't have much of a choice. Now get to work.
Um, boss. We got another problem.
Oh, what now?
What? Holy Clark! This is, they buried us alive! They buried us alive!
Shut up. Both of us are trying to sleep.
Daryl!
What?
Well,
they buried us together. Ty, are you an idiot or something? If we were buried right now, do you really think we'd be able to breathe? Now, shh.
Well, maybe what we're breathing is just a little bit of air that got trapped in here with us. I think I can feel my air running out.
No. Living Clark. We are not buried.
We are not buried.
But you soon will be if you don't shut up.
Oh, not you again. What are you still doing here? What's going on? Where are we?
Let's just say things didn't go exactly according to desire. There's been a change in plans. We're trying to get off Narshada, but we are being pursued. And there are guards right outside this docking chamber who don't know we're here. And we'd really like to keep it that way. Got it? Kit? How's that boot coming?
Almost got it.
Hey, a boot? I can take care of that. That's my specialty.
Terrell, I think we should keep to ourselves right now.
Nah, I got this.
Terrell, get back.
Hey, what are you doing?
Move aside, stink bomb. I'll handle this.
Get out of here. I know what I'm doing.
Seriously, though, back off. I wrote the book on handling boots.
I got a job to do here, Bantha Brain, so give me some space.
Look, kid, I've been in this game more times than you've been on Rhodia, and I know what I'm doing, so just back off before I put some muscle on you and make you get out of my way. I could have had it off by now. All you have to do is this. See?
Oh. Good job. I can certainly see you're a pro at this.
Well, yeah, well, that's what happens when you let an inexperienced Rhodian slimeball mess with it before a pro like me handles it the right way.
Oh, this is absolutely ridiculous.
Welcome to my world.
Shut up, Kai.
Terrell, as far as I'm concerned, you never listen to anything I say. So I have since been decided that I am going to repay the favor from here on.
Oh, what is this? Another one of your brilliant plans. Pretend to get into a fight and then pounce on the guys around us?
I didn't hear you come up with anything better.
Everyone, please just shut up and get on board. They'll be here any second.
Wait a second. I didn't come up with that plan.
Drop your weapon.
Open the ramp, kid. Go, 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 go! Grossick, start her up!
Got it!
Close the ramp!
It is closing!
Why aren't we airborne yet?
Well, they've activated force fields over the entryway.
Oh,
cock. Quick, target that area of the wall there with your quad lasers.
What? Kid, that's just a cooling system over there.
That kid, it's Kai. Just do it now!
Do it, Krasik.
I'll be a Sith spit.
Get us out of here!
Back there!
It's a long story.
You have been listening to Star Wars High Stakes by Joe Harrison, based in a galaxy created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Silas Carter as Captain Darren Oman, Alex David as Grozik, Nathan P. Butler as Kit, Andrew Gilbertson as Kai, Jim Perry as Terrell, Julia Harrison as Emco, Christopher Walker as Hander, Kevin Trainer as Locue, and Joe Harrison as Jorga the Hutt and all additional voices. Star Wars High Stakes Episode 5 was written and directed by Joe Harrison. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burtt. Other sound design provided by Sony Pictures. Original sound design and vocal effects, as well as casting, music supervision, and mixing by Joe Harrison. Music composed by John Williams. Original track, Wonka's Farewell, composed by Joe Harrison. Sound engineering was realized in Adobe Audition. Special thanks to Brian Daly and National Public Radio, as well as the cast, the crew of Star Wars Fanworks, the members of GalacticSenate.com, and to those whose enthusiasm was nothing but inspiring. This one was for you. And a very special thanks to George Lucas for providing us with a galaxy full of endless possibilities. Star Wars High Stakes was a production of Lion's Mouth Entertainment and distributed in cooperation with No Line Radio and Star Wars Fanworks. Lion's Mouth Entertainment is a non-profit organization and has no official ties to Lucasfilm Limited or any other official Star Wars corporation. Find Star Wars High Stakes and other downloadable audio content from Lion's Mouth Entertainment at starwarsfanworks.com/lionsmouth. Story copyright 2006 to 2014 by Joe Harrison. Thank you for listening. Star Wars High Stakes has been a production for and by the fans of Star Wars. All copyrighted material is property of their respective copyright holders, and no infringement is intended.